Matthew chapter 13. We're going to read the parable of the sower, and we're going to take a look at the kingdom of God this morning. We're going to read several parables. We're going to start off with this parable, Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. Then he told them, we're talking about Jesus this morning, then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and he was scattering. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has an ear, let him hear. Lord, we pray that you would indeed open our ears this morning. Kingdom harvest, crop in our lives, fruit that would come from knowing you, being connected with you, being guided and directed, Lord, and the choices and the challenges that we make in our lives, Lord, I pray this morning as we gather in your presence that you indeed come near to us, that we can celebrate a good crop. Amen? Stop in? Go check her microphones. Last time she had her microphones turned off. There's a little button on the mic. My wife was gone a week and a half ago for 10 days. And she was taking care of my uncle. My uncle had surgery, cancer surgery on his throat where he had his thyroid removed. Anybody had their thyroid removed? Yeah? Challenging, eh? I got thyroid meds. It messes me all up. He was in the surgery longer. He was in surgery 8 hours. They kept on peeling back his neck, and they kept on finding more and more cancer. And as they found more of this cancer, did you find it, Richard? Yeah? Thank you, Pastor Scott, praying for technical wizardry. Angela, stop in. She could, but now she can't. You know, the devil is stomping this morning, amen? So, Pastor Scott, hallelujah, we're praying his technical advance. Anyway, he comes out of the hospital, and my uncle's concern is not his health. My uncle's concern is his hay, because he is a farmer, and his hay was coming up, and with his hay coming up, he needed to have water on it. When the water came up, when he was in the hospital, his water came for the first time for the irrigation that year. And there was all kinds of problems, the biggest one being that he was in the hospital and there was nobody to do the irrigation. And so my wife is up there, and he's going to get out on his tractor, and he's going to get out and he's going to do his water. And my wife starts running his water for him. And because if you don't get water to your seed, you aren't going to have a crop. And if you don't have a crop, you're not going to have a harvest. Amen? And we are talking about planning our harvest, that we are talking about the fruit that comes in our lives. And this whole month, we have been taking a look at the things that Peter says that we should be planting in our lives so that we will not be unproductive and ineffective in our lives. And he says that to faith we should add goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. Now, We've been looking at this list for the last 3 weeks, and I thought we would end our time and we would look at the words of our Lord as we talk about the harvest and the coming harvest and the crop that we have in our lives. Amen? Specifically, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 13 today, where there is a whole stack of parables. And the Lord says in verses 34 and 35 of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables and utter things hidden since the creation of the world. And what we have in chapter 13 of Matthew are seven parables describing to us the kingdom of God. And what we see that in the ministry, in the life, in the death, in the sacrifice of Christ, that indeed Jesus is opening up the kingdom of God for us. And that as you step into the kingdom, good things are going to grow up in your lives. Amen? Title of today's message is Kingdom Growth. And we will spend almost all of our time focused on the kingdom of God and in chapter 13. We will skip to the next parable today. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in a field. How many of you ladies have ever planted a seed or plants? Yeah? That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. Kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, anybody sleep last night? Anybody stay up all night? Really? Tommy, did you stay up all night? You slept. So Kenny's the only one who didn't sleep last night. While they were sleeping, the enemy came along and sowed weeds in the field. Now there's an interpretation that comes 12 verses later. Jesus is telling a story about the weeds, and the interpretation of this story comes in verse 36. And in verse 36, Jesus tells us that indeed he's the one who plants the good seed. Amen? If you are part of the kingdom of God, you come in here this morning, are you consider yourself part of the kingdom of heaven? Put your hand up. Yeah, I'm part of the kingdom. If you are part of the kingdom of heaven this morning, it is because Jesus has come near to you and planted you in good soil. Can I get a witness on that? Now, he sows good seed for a good harvest. And good seed is described as good because it doesn't have any weed seed in it. Now, the big deal in this parable is that the kingdom of heaven is opened up in the life and the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that was news to the Jews because they weren't expecting the kingdom of God to hit until we're talking about the day of the Lord. Amen? He says that the kingdom is open, but when nobody was paying attention, the enemy. And he tells us in the interpretation that he was the one who was planting the seed, and he also tells us that the devil is the enemy who comes and starts putting some weeds up. Anybody got any weeds growing around you? I tell you what, you look out on University Avenue and you see a whole lot of weeds sprouting up. Can I get a witness on that? The weeds are the children of the devil. The weeds are the things that cause people to sin. And as you look at the internet and you look at what's on TV, there's all kinds of weed coming up. Amen? Now, he says the difference between the weed and the wheat is fruit. Read and continue on, verses 27 to 29. The owner's servants, we learn that they are indeed angels, they came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the seed come from? Where did the weeds come from? An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the weeds, the wheat with the weeds." See, Jesus is sowing good seed. There is no weed that is coming from the seeds that Jesus plants. Amen? And he says, no, guys, leave the weeds alone, because if you start pulling up the weeds, the roots get all intertwined. And even though you just grab the wheat, you can still, the weeds, you can still pull up the wheat as well. And he says there's going to be a time later on that we can deal with the weeds. Read that in verse 30. "Let both grow together until the harvest. And at that time, I'm going to tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, and gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." And Jesus, as he's talking, and his crowd would have been almost all Jews. And he says that there is a harvest that is coming. And he's talking about the judgment day. And he's talking about the day when all the wheat is going to be tied up and burned up. And the weeds are going to be sorry, I keep on messing up my weeds and my wheat. I should have probably used tares. They always say tares in the weed too. The weeds are going to be bundled up and thrown into the fire. And he says that the weeds are indeed the servants of the devil. Those who aren't in the kingdom. Those who weren't planted by the Lord. And again, to the Jews that are hearing this, that comes as no big surprise, because the day of the Lord, the great and mighty day of the Lord, the day of judgment, the day when the Messiah is coming, going to make everything right, when the enemies, the nations would be destroyed, that's something that they've been waiting on for hundreds and hundreds of years. But what is a groundbreaking message to the Jews is that the kingdom of God is also involved in the planting, in the growing, in the harvest, and in the barn. And that Jesus, in the ministry of Jesus, that there's a whole lot of planting going on. Amen? And so they're saying, wait a minute. And he says, yes, and I am planting, and the devil is trying to come in when no one's paying attention and tear everything up. But the kingdom can grow right alongside the weeds. Amen? Now, you come in here this morning, and you're wondering, how can I tell the difference between wheat and weeds? Well, Jesus says the easy way to find out wheat is it's got fruit. Weeds don't have any fruit. And we've been taking a look at this list. See, you work this list, and we've been talking about this list for the last 3 weeks. Goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. You plant this in your life, and you're going to see some growth. Amen? You're going to see a crop coming up. You're going to see some fruit coming up. And you got to work it out, because when you step into the kingdom, you're going to be doing some growing. Amen? I was talking to Lori. I don't remember. I think it was Thursday, maybe Wednesday. And she was saying to me, when can I get back in my class? And I said, well, Lori, how you doing? I said, you're going to be, he's a preschool teacher, and had surgery about 8 months ago. And she would be teaching these little kids, and I said, those little kids are pretty quick, Lori. And they'd be running around, and you got to be quick enough to catch them and bend over. And she says, well, I can bend over. I said, well, realistically, we're probably going to have to get you off that walker and would get you into that class and probably look at another month or two. But she's saying, you know what she's saying? She says, Pastor, I got a crop down there. I got to be working on my crop because I done stepped into the kingdom and the Lord is growing something in me. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So now you come in here and you're sitting and realistically you're here on Memorial Day. And so I'm thinking we know the answer, but you might be wondering, am I wheat or am I weed? And this is the only reading of the Lord we're going to get out of chapter 13. Go back to chapter 7, verses 6 through 20. By their fruit, Jesus says, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from a thorn bush or figs from a thistle? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. So you can tell the difference between the good and the bad. A man, a woman, a person, a child of God is revealed by the choices that he makes. Paul writes that, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. The acts of the flesh, the acts of the sinful nature, the acts of the weeds are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And you might read that list and say, I don't even know what some of that stuff is. But the other stuff's pretty easy to get. And he writes this part, if you got your Bible open, this is a good verse to underline, keep you from getting confused. He says, I warn you, as I did before, that means this isn't the first time. Amen? I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. That means they're going to get tied up. They're like the bad tree that's not good for anything except to be cut down and burned up. Amen? The weeds are going to be bound up and burned up. Amen? And those who do all these things, they are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. This is what weeds look like. Now, Paul goes on in the next verses and he talks about how we can identify those who are growing up into the kingdom of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And I'm wondering, how many of you guys looked in a mirror this morning? Come on, looked in a mirror, nice and high. What'd you see? Do you see wheat? Or do you see weed? Because Jesus says you can tell by the fruit. Now, I know many of you are growing in the kingdom of God, and I just celebrate you. But you read this parable, and you can think, I really don't have any hope. So you can read about the call of God, and you can read about the election of God, and you can really see, I only got two options here. Weed or wheat. And you read this stuff and you think, really, I got no place here. It's all up to God. And I have a nephew that is struggling with this because he sees some weed tendencies in his life. and he thinks he's all done. But we're going to keep on reading. Amen? Because the kingdom of God is bigger than one parable. Amen? Verses 31 and 32. He told them another parable. He says, let me tell you some more about the kingdom. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Yeah. Kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. You heard that one before? Yeah, you got faith is a mustard seed, all kinds of mustard seed talk. Kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. See, Jesus didn't tell just one parable. He says, I got to tell you a little bit more of the kingdom, and he tells this parable right after the parable about the weeds. Because when you come to parables, normally you're looking for one truth. And in the parable of the weeds, what we're seeing is that the kingdom has already started in the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, but its fulfillment is going to come a little bit later. Are you tracking with me on that? He says there's weeds all around. Now, we're familiar with that because we see all the sin and evil going on around us. Amen? Now he comes to this parable of the mustard seed. And as we look at the mustard seed, the mustard seed is an incredibly small seed. It is, you know, Natty's got some chia seed downstairs, and that chia seed, I've been eating some, that chia seed is small, and a mustard seed is even smaller. And what happens is I saw a picture of some mustard seed, full-grown mustard seed, to be higher than me. And he says, it starts so small, but then as it matures, it grows. And the truth that we get in the parable of the mustard seed is that the kingdom's starting small. And it talks about how Jesus is starting the kingdom in his ministry, and it's starting off small, and that as it grows up, it becomes a tree, and the birds come and perch in the tree. And in the last parable, the parable of the weeds, we were the seed. Can I get a witness on that? In this parable, the people are the birds. And as the kingdom grows, the birds are able to come and to perch in the tree. And the bigger that the tree gets, the bigger that the kingdom gets, the more people are able to come in. Can I get a witness on that part? Amen? Now, the birds were someplace else. The birds were in a different tree. The birds were on the ground. The birds were flying around. The birds were doing something else. Can I get a, and they saw the mustard tree and they said, that looks pretty good. And so as you see, Jesus is saying, wait a minute, let me tell you a little bit more about the kingdom, because the kingdom is more about wheat and weeds. It's also about a mustard tree. It's all about also about birds that can see a new opportunity and come and fly into the kingdom of God. Amen. See, I wish my nephew could get that message this morning, that even though you're a bird that is perched off on an olive tree someplace, that there's room on the mustard tree. Amen. See, there's all kinds of parables that are in the gospel. Chapter 22 of Matthew, the Lord talks about a king who has a wedding banquet for his son, and invitations go out all over the place. And as the wedding banquet draws near, all the people who got the invitations, they got some other stuff going on. Can I get a witness on that? And nobody shows up. I got a field. I got some oxen. I got some other stuff to do. And the king says to his servants, go out to the city streets. Go out to the alleyways. Go out to the country roads. Invite the poor and the lame and the blind. That my house that my wedding banquet might be full. Have you read that part before? Amen? And see, the Lord met me as I was walking down the street in Sacramento one day. And so I am blessed to know that the kingdom of God is more about weeds and wheat. Can I get a witness on that part? Matthew chapter 20, Lord tells the parable about a vineyard owner. And he goes out at daybreak. He goes out in the beginning of the day, and he goes and he finds all the workers that he can find, and he puts them to work in the vineyard. And the vineyard is the kingdom of God. Amen? And it says that the third hour from sunrise comes, and he goes out and he sees some more guys that aren't working. And he says, why don't you come and work in the vineyard? And they go to work in the vineyard. And he goes out in the sixth hour. And he goes out in the ninth hour. And he gathers in all these people that aren't doing nothing and brings them in to work. And at the end of the day, when rewards come, he treats them all the same. Can I get a witness on that? See, the Lord came and got me on the sixth hour. I got saved late in my life. See, there's more than one parable because there's more facets to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Amen? And maybe you come in here this morning and you are feeling like weed. But Paul talks about that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Do you not know that the wicked... Anybody got any wickedness in their background? I got some wickedness in my background. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters or adulterers, homosexual, thieves, greedy, drunkards, revilers, swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And he's writing this to the church, and he says, such were some of you. See, you started off like weeds. But you were washed. You were saved. You were called out of darkness, guided into the light, and given new life in our Lord Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. Amen? See, you can start off as a weed. You can start off as a bird. And you can find your way into the kingdom. Amen? Are we okay? Let's keep going. Because there's still some more parables. And we are going to talk about the kingdom of heaven being like a treasure. Anybody find that true already in your life? The kingdom of God like a treasure in your life? Something so valuable? The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Look at that mother right there holding that small child. Just going, look how valuable this child is to me. See, the purpose of the treasure, the hidden treasure, is that we can understand value, the value of the kingdom of God. It says, a man found it and hid it, and in his excitement, he went and sold everything he had so he could buy that field so that he could get that kingdom. See, Jesus tells another parable, and he's stacking up these parables. In chapter 13, there's seven parables. We got the sower, the weeds, the mustard seed, the yeast, treasure, and the pearl, and the net. Seven parables, because he can't fit the whole kingdom into one parable. Amen? He says, the kingdom of God is like a treasure that a man found in a field. And he went out and he sold all he had so that he could get that treasure. Amen? Underlying all this is value. Jesus told a rich young ruler, you want to inherit the kingdom of God? Sell all you have. Sell everything that you have. Give it to the poor and come and follow me. And the challenge with the church in the United States, we're like the rich man. He went away sad. You know why? Because he had too much stuff. See, when Jesus says, you get rid of your stuff and you're not going to have anything left to get in the way of your crop. All right, Lori. You know what? There's no lunch today, guys. I'll buy you lunch next week, Lori. Church in the United States like the rich man. You know, and Church in the United States, find that treasure. Find that treasure. Try and pull it up out of that field and take it home and put it with the rest of our stuff. Just add it on to what we got going on. And Jesus says, no, 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 no. You're going to get the treasure. You got to get rid of all of your other stuff. Amen? That treasure is the kingdom of God. You step into the kingdom, and something good is going to start growing. Amen? All right. Last thing I got to you, we're going to go back to where we started with the parable of the soils. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the person who hears the word and understands it and produces a crop that yields 100 or 60 or 30 times what was sown. See, Jesus wants us to know what is good so that when you look at the mirror in the morning, you can smile and you can realize what the Lord has going on. This is the parable of the soil. See, we were the seeds, and then we were the birds. And then we were the guy who finds the treasure. And in this parable, we're the soil. This parable starts off the whole section of parables in chapter 13. 7. Some of the soil produces a crop 100 times what was sown. My uncle's hay fields, they grow up to be this high, and he gets 3 cuttings a year, and they'll bale hay, just massive amounts of hay from one little seed. And Jesus says, sometimes some of this soil is going to produce 100-fold, and some 60 and some 30. Now, the 30 is half of the 60 and a third about of the 100. But it doesn't cast any dispersion. Because what he says, you got any crop coming up, you're good soil. Amen? You step into the kingdom, good stuff growing up in you. We're in a series called Planting Our Harvest. My uncle was worried about his water because he knows about the harvest. See, we're talking about planting our harvest so that we can have one. So that we can get one. If you don't got a plan, you don't get some water on your plants, it's just going to dry up and die. Now, I'll let you know this morning, the only way you're going to have a crop if you are connected to Christ. You want to work on your crop, you got to plant this stuff. Goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. You start adding this in. Peter says, you got this in increasing measure in your life. You will not be ineffective. You will not be unproductive. He doesn't say, but what he's meaning is you're going to have a crop. You're going to have some fruit in your life. And that's what happens when you know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happens when you step into the kingdom. Because you will be growing into something good. Amen? Lisa, you can come up. So this morning I ask you, how's your crop? And I'll tell you what. I came to this point in my message, and I started writing down people's names. And the list got so long. I'm talking about people sitting here today. Because a lot of you standing in the kingdom. A lot of you got some fruit coming up. A lot of you looked at the mirror this morning. Or you think about looking at your life. Talking about what kind of crop you got. You can tell what kind of crop. If you got a good crop, you're smiling right now. Right now, the Holy Spirit is just speaking right to your heart and saying, well done, good and faithful servant. You got some seed coming up. You might be saying, Lori, good job. Work on that back. We got some seed on hold. But you get down there in that classroom, it's just going to sprout right up in your life. So many of you, I started writing down names. Told Tommy Banks I was praying for him this morning because I would put him on the list. So many of you, I lost track. Said, no, I can't even run, can't work this list during the message. It's too long. Because so many of you got a good crop coming up. Maybe you come in this morning and you got no crop. Because realistically, there's only three options. Kingdom crop, personal crop, or no crop. You come in here this morning and you're barren, you know, and you feel naked right now. You feel kind of hungry. You feel on the outside, thinking, oh man, that I could find a mustard tree. God's here this morning. Jesus here this morning. Says the kingdom of God starts in my ministry. I'm going to open up avenues into the kingdom of God. I'll plant you. You can grow up. There's going to be a crop and there's going to be a harvest one day. Coming here this morning and you are barren. You say, Lord, I don't want to be barren anymore. I need new life in you. I need to be transformed in my existence. Maybe you come in here and it was a struggle for you to get here today. You got a personal crop. There's a lot of people not here today. Personal crop get in the way. You really don't have time for kingdom crop. Really don't have time for things of God. Don't got time for prayer meeting. Don't got time to be in the Word. Got to be making my crop. You know, Jesus says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world? Lose his soul. Now, some people get a crop working in their life and they try and fund a little kingdom crop. Ain't going to work. But Jesus says, you find that hidden treasure, get rid of everything you got and go get that treasure. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you're good, that you're mighty, that you're awesome, that you meet us here, Lord, that we can celebrate, Lord. I thank you for 1.1 million people who have sacrificed their lives, that we can have the freedom to gather in this church today. Lord, I pray for the church in China that is under oppression in North Korea, in Africa, and the Muslim countries that are oppressed, Lord, but we thank you for the one life, Lord, that hung on a cross that was surrendered, Lord, for me walking down the street in Sacramento, Lord. Lord, that you open up the avenue, Lord, that I can come into a mustard tree, Lord, that I can find fullness, that I can stand in your field, Lord, that I can grow up, that I can see a crop in my life, Lord. Lord, that you are right here among us. And I celebrate so many of you that are here this morning because I know you got crops. And I know right now the Holy Spirit is going to so many of you saying, he's talking about you. He's saying, you got some good stuff going on in your life. You got some things going on in your life. You got your focus on me, and I am proud of you, child. Well done. Good and faithful servant. That's a Memorial Day. We just celebrate that. Man, on your mirror, you can just go there with like a little wax pencil or something and just write on their crop. And you look in there, you smile in the morning. But maybe you come in here and you feel barren this morning. You feel like a weed. You're bound in sin. Can't get free. No fruit. Jesus comes. Says, I got a tree. Fly on in. Got a treasure. Put all that other stuff. Grab on. I got new life. Come to me, you are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. You're here this morning. You're here this morning. You got no crop. No crop. No personal crop. No kingdom crop. Just barren. You're saying, oh Lord, forgive me a sinner, Lord. I need something going on in my life. Nobody looking around. That's you. I just want to pray for you quickly. That's you. See, and you're just feeling I got no crop. I need to get something going in my life. Slide your hand up this morning. Say, that's me. I need a crop in my life. Right here. Right here. Somebody else right here. Here. Amen. Over here. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Say, that's me. I don't want to be on the outside. I want to come into the mustard tree today. Last shot. Last shot, saying, Lord, I want in. I want to be on the out. Anybody else? Maybe you're here this morning and the Lord's saying, you got too much going on and you don't have room for me this morning. You're working so hard on your personal crop, on your own stuff, on your own action. You have seen my treasure and you just leave it lie. I have called your name. And you have rejected me. You have ignored me. But this morning I am speaking to you saying you need to surrender all that stuff that's getting in between me and you. And you need to come on and grab onto this treasure that I am presenting to you this morning. That's you. Your priorities are messed up. And you're saying, Lord, I'm gonna line up. I'm going to line myself on you, your treasure. You're here this morning, the Lord just speaking right to your heart. That's you, just too busy for the Lord. Slide your hand up. Say, Lord, that's me. I'm going to put a new focus on you over here. Hallelujah. Right here. Anybody else? Say, that's me right here. Let's all stand. The worship team is coming. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that the kingdom is more than weeds and wheat, more than a mustard tree and birds, more than a treasure, more than a pearl, more than a net, more than the soils. I thank you the kingdom comes in you, Lord, that as you lived and died and raised again, you're coming back, and there's going to be a harvest time, and it's going to be good. For the children, we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, 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 amen. You know, a lot of people gone. You're here. God's speaking to you. You want to just pray? Come on up. I want to pray with you. Our altars are open. We're going to sing. Hallelujah.